Residents in different cities in Alaska are using U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan and Lisa Murkowski to hold town, are urging, rather, Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan to hold town hall meetings where they can express their opposition to policies being pursued by President Donald Trump. They're joining a national effort of by Trump opponents who want Congress to act as a check on the president. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
You work for us! You work for us! You work for us! You work for us! You work for us!
Roughly 60 protesters gathered across 4th Street from the Capitol Friday.
Town hall!
Town hall!
Town hall!
Protester Alicia Hugh Scandes of Juneau says she's disappointed that Sullivan and Murkowski didn't have meetings in Juneau this week that were open to the public without charge.
My ultimate aim would be to get them to agree to a town hall meeting.
Protesters across the country have been attending public meetings held by members of Congress. They've criticized President Trump's cabinet picks, and they've demanded that Congress maintain the health coverage guarantees in the Affordable Care Act. Sullivan says he holds meetings with stakeholder groups on specific issues like health care, and he recently spoke at a public meeting held by the Board of Game. He says his public outreach is aggressive.
I met with the Alaska Legal Services yesterday and the Domestic Violence Coalition. That was open to the public.
But Sullivan is skeptical of holding town halls in the wake of national protests.
If you're invited to a town hall for the sole purpose of being shouted down and shouted at, A, it's not a good use of anyone's time. You don't get constructive engagement, which is what's really important. And I think it's disrespectful to the Alaskans that I've seen by the hundreds who do want to have constructive dialogue.
Juneau resident Hugh Scandes says that meeting with stakeholder groups doesn't amount to public access, and she says Sullivan must be open to negative responses.
As a public servant, you don't get to make that choice. You need to be available to your constituents, and if your constituents are responding negatively, that's feedback for you that you need to hear.
Murkowski says she's puzzled by suggestions that she doesn't meet with enough Alaskans. If a member of the public wants to meet Murkowski during a recess, she suggests calling one of her offices to find out when she'll next be at a public event. If they'd called one of her offices recently, she expects her staff would have advised them to go to the Symphony of Seafood at Centennial Hall, which she said was free and open to the public.
Probably 300 people gathered there, a mix of everybody from locals to out-of-towners to fishermen to bankers to moms. And everybody there is able to come up and talk to me.
Murkowski said she has held town halls sporadically in the past on specific topics. When she's in a village, there's usually an open community meeting.
Everybody, you know, we've got a little potluck going on. We don't call it a town hall. It's just more like hey, Lisa's in town. We're going to be talking about things that are going on in our community. So I mean, I do those all the time. I just don't call them a, quote, town hall.
Chris Ann Rice of Sitka is newly retired and new to this type of activism. She's been trying for weeks to get a town hall in Sitka. She began calling Murkowski's office a few weeks ago and spoke with staff members, but nothing is scheduled.
I'm having a very, very hard time understanding where our congressional members are coming from and how and why, what information they're using to make their votes and the direction that we're going.
Rice says she does not want a community shouting match. She thinks it's possible to have a town hall that does not devolve into one.
But I think the longer they delay, the more I'm likely to start shouting because they're not hearing.
Activists say that if Murkowski and Sullivan don't hold town hall meetings during this recess in Congress, they'd like to see the senators hold them the next time they're back in Alaska.
Show me what democracy looks like.
With help from APRN's Liz Ruskin in Washington, D.C., and KFSK's Angela Denning in Petersburg, in Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.